Sunk in their pneumatic stalls, Lenina and the savage sniffed and listened. It was now the turn also for eyes and skin. The house lights went down. Fiery letters stood out solid, as though self-supported in the darkness. 3 weeks in a helicopter, an all-super-singing, synthetic-talking, coloured, stereoscopic feely, with synchronized scent organ accompaniment.
Take hold of those metal knobs on the arms of your chair, whispered Lenina. Otherwise you won't get any of the feely effect.
The savage did as he was told. Those fiery letters, meanwhile, had disappeared. There were 10 seconds of complete darkness. Then suddenly, dazzling and incomparably more solid-looking than they would have been in actual flesh and blood, far more real than reality, there stood the stereoscopic images, locked in one another's arms, of a gigantic Negro and a golden-haired young brachycephalic beta-plus female. The savage started. That sensation on his lips. He lifted a hand to his mouth. The titillation ceased. Let his hand fall back on the metal knob. It began again. The scent organ, meanwhile, breathed pure musk. Expiringly, a soundtrack superdove cooed, ooh, ooh, and vibrating only 32 times a second, a deeper-than-African bass made answer. Oh, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. The stereoscopic lips came together again, and once more the facial erogenous zones of the 6,000 spectators in the Alhambra tingled with almost intolerable galvanic pleasure. Ooh. The plot of the film was extremely simple. A few minutes after the first oohs and ahs, a duet having been sung, and a little love made on that famous bearskin, every hair of which the assistant predestinator was perfectly right, could be separately and distinctly felt, the Negro had a helicopter accident, fell on his head, thump, what a twinge through the forehead. A chorus of ows and ayes went up from the audience. The concussion knocked all the Negro's conditioning into a cocked hat. He developed for the beta blonde an exclusive and maniacal passion. She protested, he persisted. There were struggles, pursuits, an assault on arrival, finally a sensational kidnapping. The beta blonde was ravished away into the sky and kept there, hovering for 3 weeks in a wildly antisocial tete-a-tete with the black madman. Finally, after a whole series of adventures and much aerial acrobacy, 3 handsome young alphas succeeded in rescuing her. The Negro was packed off to an adult reconditioning center, and the film ended happily and decorously, with the beta blonde becoming the mistress of all her 3 rescuers. They interrupted themselves for a moment to sing a synthetic quartet with full super-orchestral accompaniment and gardenias on the scent organ. Then the bearskin made a final appearance, and amid a blare of saxophones, the last stereoscopic kiss faded into darkness. The last electric titillation died on the lips like a dying moth that quivers, quivers, ever more feebly, ever more faintly, and at last is quite, quite still. But for Lenina, the moth did not completely die.